The National Archives facility in Seattle holds historical government records from Idaho and other Northwest states. Earlier this year, federal agencies decided to sell the building and send the records to California and Missouri. Residents, researchers, and elected officials from Idaho are among those fighting to stop the move.
Imagine the history of the United States. Government and court records, genealogy, maps, Native American history, all in a single stack of paper.
The reams and reams of paper would stretch around the entire earth, the amount of paper that's been stored and that's been generated by the operations of the federal government.
Dr. Jennifer Stevens runs Stevens Historical Research Associates in Boise and teaches at Boise State. Those reams of historical paper are split between 14 regional archive facilities across the country. In Seattle, a 157,000-square-foot facility holds historical documents from Washington, Oregon, Alaska, and Idaho.
You find a lot of really important environmental, cultural, and also governmental records up there that help us understand how the government has dealt with the West and the Pacific Northwest in particular over the last 150 years.
In December, the Public Buildings Reform Board recommended the sale of that Seattle building and 11 other government properties. The Office of Management and Budget greenlit that proposal in January. Reform Board Director Adam Bodner explained the property sales January 14th on Government Matters, a syndicated television program produced by Sinclair Broadcasting.
The mission is really to look at underutilized or unnecessary federal real estate and kind of expedite its disposal.
The Archives and Research Administration says Seattle is its third least visited site in the country, and it's $2.5 million in backlog maintenance costs factored into the decision to sell. Most notably, the building sits on 10 acres of very desirable density-zoned property in northeast Seattle. The land alone is potentially worth tens of millions.
The Office of Management and Budget has made really what amounts to a strictly financial decision.
Stevens questions the move. She compares it to another archive facility in downtown Denver. A decade ago, that building faced closure, and the administration chose to build a new facility 15 miles away, keeping the local records local. The National Archives and Records Administration did not answer my questions about why the records from the Northwest couldn't stay in the region they serve. Instead, an emailed statement claimed the administration is on track to meet a goal of 500 million pages digitized by 2024. Seattle's site administrator seemed to dispute that, telling the Seattle Times less than 0.001% of the records in Seattle had been digitized. Stevens says the workload is daunting.
So it's a lot of paper and it's a lot of material that needs to be kept. And the idea of that stuff being digitized anytime soon is totally unrealistic.
When Seattle's records leave the region, the impact for professional researchers like Stevens will mostly be time and travel, which can be made up for by charging clients, private companies, and taxpayer entities alike higher fees. It's the people on their own time Stevens is concerned for.
Tribal members, genealogists, people who are just interested in our nation's history, nonprofits or, you know, community organizations who want to understand their history, they will be out of luck. I mean, they won't have the money to send people down to these places. It's just going to be too expensive. What it's going to do is privilege further the people who have access to these records and marginalize those who don't even further.
Idaho's senators joined colleagues from Washington, Oregon, and Alaska in writing a letter to the Office of Management and Budget asking to reconsider the closure. Stevens wrote an impact statement for that letter. A spokesperson for Idaho Senator Mike Crapo said the group is exploring legislation to fix the issue and keep the archives in Seattle. And Washington's Attorney General is considering bringing legal action against OMB and the Property Review Board. Barring legal or legislative action, Seattle's records facility is expected to remain open for the duration of the sale process, plus an additional 3 years while materials are moved. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.